Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. A snowy night in Wisconsin. Thank you for being with me. This is like old school. This is gather the whole family around the radio, make some tea or hot chocolate, and just listen to Nightlight. I think that's what they did in the 1800s or whenever radio was invented. Hey, thanks for being with me on this Friday night. We are getting just bombarded with snow here in Wisconsin. I usually commute. I have about, 45-minute commute, hour commute. And I just stayed because I knew we were going to get really bad snow today. So I stayed. But I had to switch hotels. I stayed last night somewhere. And I thought, you know what? I'm stuck here. I might as well go down. I'm going to hit the hot tub. I'm going to hit the steam room. This hotel had the whole shebang. There's some kind of kids sports convention in town. The worst weather weekend on memory for me. I can't even enjoy the steam room. There's kids coming in and out, opening the door. All the steam's leaving. Hot tub, same deal. And it's like, a gymnastics convention or something like that. You can't enjoy yourself. Sometimes you get lucky. You go down to the hotel. You're the only guy there. That's how I like it. I can't enjoy them. There's like 18 kids in the hot tub. It's like, yeah, I'll pass. Because no matter how, most people that travel and stay in hotels, a lot of them for work are single people. But guys, you look like creepy single guy. You can't do it. Conrad, what would you do?
You're
not going in that hot tub, are you?
I mean, if there's room and okay. I really want a hot tub, I guess I might.
All right. I admire your spirit. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Anyway, so I'm spending a mini weekend in Green Bay thanks to the snow because I just want to be here and do Nightlight with you guys. So I hope you participate in the show. We got a good one for you tonight. Really hope you guys get involved. We're going to be talking True Detective Season 1. True Detective was released today in 2014. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Got great guests tonight from WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman will be here in studio. And this is really impressive. He's already on TV every day. He could phone it in, literally. Mail it in. That wouldn't be good. He's coming in. He's going to brave the elements, and he's going to be in studio with me in a little bit. We'll talk to Emerson Lehman and find out how he is digging his new gig at WBAY. Terry Barr, Civic Media's Terry Barr, is it a new Packer song?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, a new Packer song that, she asked if she could come on and play it. I was like, well, sure. That's sort of entertainment-based. It's a song. We'll play it. And that led me to some ideas, though. We're going to talk about, and tonight's question, actually, what is your favorite sports song that you hear at an arena? I grew up watching the 90s Bulls, so I like Eye in the Sky. There's all kinds of stuff. Jump Around, one of my favorites. So we'll talk sports songs, but I want to know what yours is. What is your favorite sports song? 920-264-0606. That is tonight's question. So the best way to text is to go on the Civic Media app. There's a little icon right under the show. As you listen, you can click on that and text away or just use our phone number. That works too, 920-264-0606. Love to know what your favorite sports song is tonight. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, comedian, producer, and writer Becky Pedigo will join me for some showbiz talk. We'll talk a little Golden Globes and a little Oscars coming up and see what Becky's up to. She's very funny. She'll be here in the 9 o'clock hour. So good guests. And Conrad, as always, will be taking your calls and texts.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for the confirmation. He is still here. Sometimes it's hard for me to see. You got that big behemoth on the other side of the window, Conrad. If I see like an arm or something, I'm like, okay, Conrad's still here. That's good. I tease. Why wouldn't he be here? So that's our show. Yeah, let's get started. Let's jump right in because this is getting ridiculous. It's already 8:11 and we've got a lot of show to pack in. As I mentioned, True Detective. If you have not seen True Detective, I cannot recommend it enough. It is dark. It's creepy at times. It's Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey are the stars. And they are just phenomenal. Michelle Monaghan is in it. Some great cameos. It's an HBO show, 8 episodes. I just kind of stumbled onto it. And I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was, I mean, when you talk about a show top to bottom that just has everything. Cast, writing. It's the production value is incredible. It's shot kind of down in the bayou. They go from Florida to Louisiana. You can the aesthetics of the show are unbelievable. Like you feel like you're in the show. They're always sweating, you know, and they're trying to solve these terrible crimes. And they use a nonlinear format. They're all over the place. Like they'll jump around in the series. Woody Harrelson's like a family man, but he cheats all the time. But he's a good cop. Matthew McConaughey is a loner, a weirdo, but kind of a tough guy, very smart, very philosophical. The two of them clash all the time, but it is such a good show, and I cannot recommend it enough. That's True Detective Season 1. True Detective Season 2, I don't know what the heck that was. And Season 3 was really good, too, with Stephen Dorff and Mahershala Ali. But tonight, we are talking Season 1 of True Detective. So, and it's just, I've watched the whole series all the way through twice and I just can't get enough of it. Today I was looking for clips of the show to play during the show. Conrad, let's fire up the clip. This is Matthew McConaughey interrogating a woman who's done terrible things or was a kind of aided and abetted someone who did terrible things. And this is Matthew McConaughey interrogating her. Go ahead, Conrad.
The newspapers are going to be tough on you. And prison is very, very hard on people who hurt kids. If you get the opportunity, you should kill yourself.
I mean, and I didn't mention the score either. The score is so haunting. It's just like, it's so well done, top to bottom. So that's Matthew McConaughey interrogating. Do you have the, what's the other clip we have? We have the car clip, and what's the third one?
We have the quiet life when they're talking about
that. Let's do that. All right. So in this clip, Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson have come back together. The crime is like 16 years old at this point. Woody Harrelson has moved on. He's a PI. Matthew McConaughey went and worked on like a fishing boat in Alaska, but he cannot let this go. So he rents a storage space and he has new evidence and he's begging Woody Harrelson to come back in. Finally talked him into it and now they're sort of catching up. All right, go ahead, Conrad.
Why'd you quit, Marty? Yeah, you could have been boss, you know. LT, lease, captain.
I did another 4 years after you left, and I guess the job just kind of ran its course with me.
What was that?
I was going to play baseball, ride bulls. You know, you end up becoming something you never intended. I guess you never really even know why.
I suppose I could have been a painter, you know, a historian. Old scenes, new details.
Yeah. You do much painting?
Nah. A little late in the game to start something like that, I reckon. Life's barely long enough to get good at one thing.
If that long.
Yeah, so be careful what you get good at.
Be careful what you get good at. The writing on the show is phenomenal. So that's True Detective, and I'm looking, I want to say the fourth season with Jodie Foster drops Sunday, maybe? I think Sunday, yeah. So that's kind of, we're doing a little lead up to that too. And it's got 80% at Rotten Tomatoes. I never even really looked up the first one because I just put it on. I was like, I'm going to try this. And the two guys are so great. We have one more clip. Conrad, let's play the one where they're in the car.
what we're into now. Do me a courtesy, okay? I'm not trying to convert you.
Look, I'd consider myself a realist, all right? But in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
Okay, what's that mean?
Means I'm bad at parties.
Let me tell you, you ain't great outside of parties either.
I think human consciousness was a tragic misstep in evolution. We became too self-aware. Nature created an aspect of nature separate from itself. We are creatures that should not exist by natural law.
That sounds god-awful, Rush.
We are things that labor under the illusion of having a self, this accretion of sensory experience and feeling, programmed with total assurance that we are each somebody, when in fact everybody's nobody.
I wouldn't go around spouting that shit. I was you. People around here don't think that way. I don't think that way.
I think the honorable thing for our species to do is deny our programming, stop reproducing, walk hand in hand into extinction. One last midnight, brothers and sisters opting out of a raw deal.
So great. And the way they play off each other is just phenomenal. Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. And I don't know how you feel about Matthew McConaughey. This is my favorite role he's ever done. Actually, it's close. It's between this and Dazed and Confused, but this is a bigger role. He kind of carries it with Woody Harrelson. And it's just, the show lacks nothing. It's great. Highly recommend it. Check out season 4. It drops on HBO Sunday night, the 14th. I have no idea if they're going to do the drop them all at once. Because I got to be honest, I'm getting a little tired of this. The way they do it. It used to be they'd put 8 episodes down. If I wanted to watch 8 hours of TV and not leave my couch, I could do it. And that was what you got. No commercials. You paid for the service. You watched it at your leisure. Now, we're going to sneak in a few commercials and we're going to put one on a week. Well, why don't I just watch, a Dick Wolf show? Which isn't terrible. All right. So, our question tonight. What is your favorite sports song? We're going to debut a sports song on the show in just a little while. But coming up next, WBAY morning anchorman Emerson Lehman. Stick around. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. Welcome back. I love when Bruce Springsteen plays me back via Conrad. Well done, Conrad.
Thank you.
A couple texts here on what is your favorite sports song from the 715 Zombie Nation. Play it. That's what it is. Zombie Nation. We couldn't think of the name of the band or is that the name of the song? I don't know. They played it at a lot of college football games. I love it. And then also from the 715. Love True Detective, especially love the scene where Matthew McConaughey runs through the rundown neighborhood trying to extract a suspect. So intense. That is a great scene. So as always, folks, chime in. Let me know what you're watching. We'll talk. We'll have an exchange of ideas here about what we want to watch. And this is a great weekend to do it. And I'm going to ask my next guest too what he is watching. If he has time to watch TV, because he's on TV reporting the news all the time. Emerson Lehman, welcome to Nightlight.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So you've been at WBAY not that long, right?
About a month now.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It'll be a month on air on January 18th. So
okay.
I've been at the station. What day is it today? It's the 12th. So yesterday was my 1 month anniversary at the station.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, Green Bay is an awesome place, man. I love it up here.
Yeah, very cool. So you're from, where are you? You're from Conrad's hometown.
Conrad's hometown, absolutely. Yeah, Kewaskum, Wisconsin. Conrad actually went to high school with my little brother, Ayrton. I am from Kewaskum. It's about an hour and a half south of here. And I spent a lot of time in Wisconsin. I went to school down in Ball State in Indiana and then got hired in Wausau. Spent 2.5 years over in Wausau. Went down to CBS 58 down in Milwaukee for 2 years, and now we're up here in the frozen tundra.
And okay, so you've lived in Milwaukee, Wausau, and now Green Bay. I know you've only been here a month. We were talking off the air a little bit about how you like where you live. Where have you enjoyed it the most so far?
You know, I wish I could say I've had a lot of time to explore, but I think with the season right now and everything, I haven't gotten out too much. Obviously, love going over to Lambeau, you know, the Titletown District over in that spot. I've been to 2 Packer games already in the month that I've been here.
Wasting any time.
Yeah, I got to cheer on the boys in green and gold. Hopefully, they beat the Cowboys this weekend as well. But yeah, I just love, you know, having the bay right there. There's some cool little parks and whatnot along the bay. And just it's a beautiful kind of quiet, small city feel. This river walk down here right behind the studio. Taking my parents out here when they're up visiting, just walking around, enjoying that right along the river there. There's some really awesome spots here.
There's some in this area too, especially. We broadcast, for those of you listening, you know, every once in a while I'll get a plug in for the City Deck Landing, which is beautiful. And downtown Green Bay looks amazing. I mean, I moved here in junior high and went to high school in the Marinette area. And I think this was Port Plaza Mall back then. It was
okay.
This big, huge mall. And it was fun. It was like fun to come down here and go to the mall. But now it's been totally just refurbished and it looks amazing.
It's
so.
The surrounding area too. I was chatting with my co-anchor Tammy Elliott the other day, and I just drove around one day, just kind of checking out the different sights and sounds here in Green Bay, just driving around and, you know, like the Baird Creek area and just driving through Alloway and Bellevue and all these different spots. It was fun to kind of see the small town feel and how it all encompasses into this area, and it really builds it up. And yeah, it's been really cool so far.
It's so strange because I grew up the first 12 years of my life in Chicago, right in the city, moved up to the Marinette area. So night and day.
Polar opposites. Well,
very much so. And then went back to Chicago for college, moved out to LA for 15 years. And now I'm back in the Marinette area. Never lived in Green Bay, but it always seemed like a smaller town based on where I had lived. Now, being in Marinette for 10 years, I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with Green Bay traffic, you know, and stuff. It's
just, the big city.
Yeah, it's amazing how your perspective changes. What's the perfect city for you for what you do? Like, is the size of city like Milwaukee better? Or
it's funny because I've been able to experience kind of everything that Wisconsin has to offer now, where Wausau is small market television.
Right.
I loved my time in Wausau. The people in Wausau were fantastic. Wanted to get to Milwaukee, which is where I grew up watching the news in Kewaskum. We got, my parents actually get Green Bay and Milwaukee stations, but where I lived, we were getting all Milwaukee stations at that time. So got down there and it was, you know, it feels like a big city, a big Midwest city at least. Yeah. And then you come up here to Green Bay where it's kind of that in between in terms of Milwaukee and Wausau, kind of meshes it all together.
Yeah.
And I really, it's cool for us, I think, here in Green Bay because one of my friends that down in Milwaukee worked up here before going down there. And she told me, she said, you're going to realize that people are watching you up there. And in the first 5 weeks, 6 weeks that it's been that I've been on air, you can tell that people are tuning in and being a part of it and are interested in not only what we're doing at work, keeping people informed, keeping people safe, but also just what we're doing outside of work. Interests, hobbies.
You're like the celebrities here, kind of. I mean, people.
Yeah, that's. I don't know that I love that term because, you know, we're just. Sure. We're, you know how it is. We're out here. We're doing our job.
But you're recognizable.
You're recognizable. In the community. Exactly. Yeah. People. You can just tell that people are tuned in and they're passionate and they're watching and they really enjoy waking up, spending their mornings with you, which in the business for you, they want to spend their Friday nights with you. For us, Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday mornings. I mean, not many people like waking up from 4:30 to 7 o'clock. So if they're able to do that and wake up and want to spend, whether it's a half hour, whether it's an hour, whether it's the full 2.5 hours, we love that. That's fantastic. And a lot of people are doing that. And it's nice to at least be able to recognize that.
It's interesting you just said that. It made me think about how local Green Bay has a very local, like, whereas Milwaukee, the news is something you catch and you might say, oh, I like that anchor, this guy. But here, I think people are very loyal to the people that give them news
100%
on TV. And that's interesting because I could be wrong, but I don't know that you do get that in Milwaukee. And here, that's what we try to do at Civic Media. It's a local thing too. Get people talking, get some community going. You know what I mean?
It was just, it was so interesting. I mean, you look at the way that the television markets work. I mean, Green Bay's, I believe, last time I checked, it was like 69, where Milwaukee's in the mid to upper 30s. So it's bigger. And yeah, it's just you can really you can really feel the you can feel the people watching. And it's interesting. Yeah, it's and I can't thank the people of Green Bay, the Fox Valley area enough, because the welcome that I had in the first couple of weeks on air and really the first month here has just been overwhelming.
Yeah.
The messages, the people reaching out, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like what you're doing is important and valued. And we can't thank those viewers enough.
Well, I have a lot more news questions to ask you because I had a little news stint here at Civic Media before I pitched a show and they're like, oh, that's great. We need someone to do news. I'm like,
sure.
What?
I've never done it. But hold on a second.
it was fascinating. And I have such a respect for what news people do. So I'm going to break a story right here now before we take a quick break. And my guest is Emerson Lehman. He's the new WBA morning news anchor here in town in Green Bay. Governor Evers saw Barbie finally. So you heard it here first, maybe?
He beat me to it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Well, when you do, you'll have to come back and give us your full report.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, so there's a story. We can talk about that, too. I'm talking with Emerson Lehman. We will be our question of the night. By the way, Emerson, I want you to think about this, too, if you would. What is your favorite sports song? And we'll hold that till after the break. So you have to stick with us here, folks. Emerson Lehman here. He's going to tell us his favorite sports song. And we got a lot more fun coming up. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around. Crowd, there's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. We are broadcasting live from the City Deck Landing Studios down here in beautiful, snow-covered Green Bay. Emerson Lehman, the new morning news anchor from WBAY, is with me, and you drove in tonight.
You know,
you're a trooper.
I wanted to be here. You guys have to be here, so I figured I'm going to be in there with you.
Oh, man.
I definitely, though, would not recommend being out on the roadways if you do not have to be.
You said you live like 10 minutes away, but yeah, how long did it take?
I was able to take, you know, all these side slow streets. You're at a crawling pace. So it took me, but yeah, I'm usually about 7 minutes. It was a good probably 20 to try and,
okay,
you know, you take your time, you'd be safe. I just took a winter driving course over at Road America yesterday.
We did
a story on it. Yeah, we did a story on it tonight. It just aired at 6 o'clock. So check out our website if you want to see that. But
nice plug.
I put a lot of the I got to do a little bit of work here too, right? But
absolutely.
Yeah, I put those skills to the test, and I got, you know, my all wheel drive SUV. So I was feeling good about it, but it was still tricky. Yeah,
So what do they teach you in that?
You know, it's interesting. You learn just every little thing that you don't necessarily think about when it's snowing. I mean, you're learning braking distances, turning, you know, what to do when you're sliding and losing control pretty much. And I mean, I grew up driving race cars and go-karts and all that. So I thought I was a good driver. then I went out there and you can always learn something new. So it was fun.
Is it like pump the brakes kind of stuff? So turn in the direction of the skid?
You thought so, right? So like my first car was a 2000 Volkswagen Jetta. So my parents taught me, you know, you start sliding. Pump the brakes, turning it, all that. With these ABS anti-lock brake system cars now, pretty much all the new cars have it.
Oh.
Just keep the brake mashed, let the car do its job. It's
Isn't that something?
You're trying to kind of reteach yourself that and learn that. That was one of the many, many things that were thrown at me yesterday. I had to kind of recalibrate the brain for.
So you drove race cars, you said. Is that what was that like? I also saw you play pickleball. Aren't you a little young for pickleball?
Yes.
you must dominate out there.
So I would like to make it very clear. I'm not playing against a bunch of 80-year-olds in pickleball. Pickleball is blown up in the US. Blowing up around the world. I got into pickleball during the pandemic back in my Wausau days. My buddy and I would go play noon basketball at the Y, and they took that away. A pickleball, you're a little more spaced out. Yeah. So during the pandemic, we were doing that. And I played tennis in high school. I kind of could take the two skill sets, put them together.
It's like tennis for lazy people, isn't it?
So you would think so watching it. But it is like when you play competitively. I mean, I play with some pretty competitive groups and playing some tournaments and whatnot. It is... It's a whole different game. It's a whole different skill set. You got to have quick hands, and you wear yourself out pretty quick. It's a good time. I like it a lot.
I think part of it is the title, pickleball.
Yeah,
it grabs
your attention a little bit.
It is attention getting, but it sounds like a step above tickle fight.
Yeah, the game at the retirement home that you're all playing next to the shuffleboard courts or something. But
correct.
No, it's fun, man.
And it is fun.
It's cool too. How big it's growing. I mean, the scene in Green Bay, Appleton, you know, the Fox Valley area. There's some really, I would argue probably some of the best players in the state are right in this area.
So they already have state rankings for this?
I mean, there's national rankings. There's a whole, it's called Duper. Wow. It's like a rating system. Yeah, there's some really, really, I'm playing in a tournament down in Oshkosh tomorrow night.
No kidding.
And there are some good players. Yeah.
Is that part of like community involvement? Or you really love pickleball?
I just love pickleball. I play probably 2-3 times a week. And right now in the wintertime, you got to find indoor courts. So I'm usually driving to Appleton and back to play after work on a Wednesday afternoon or something. So yeah, it's a blast.
So, all right. So just to get back to the news a little bit here, you're a morning anchor. Walk us through what your day is like. What time you get? Because everybody thinks probably like, oh, you're on TV for 2 hours and then it's an easy day.
That's it, right? Yeah. No, not quite.
Talk us through your day a little bit.
Yeah. So I wake up, the alarm goes off usually about 2 o'clock is when I try and get rolling. Get into the state, you know, you get up, get ready, get into the station about between 2:30 and 3, depending on the day, 2:45, 3 o'clock, depending on the day. We've got a morning meeting, the crew that's all there, the producers that we have. We've got 3 awesome producers, Chris, Jake, Jimmy. They work overnight to kind of get the show prepared and built for us.
Okay.
And then the on-air people start rolling in, Tammy, Aisha, Catherine, and I, Steve's there. We start rolling in around that 3 o'clock mark. We have a meeting at 3:30. We all just kind of huddle up, get together, talk with our reporters, Emily and Kristen, say, you know, this is where everybody's going to be at. This is what we're doing here. Steve will mention the weather. Like today we're talking all about weather. So he'll mention the weather, things that we need to kind of keep an eye out for. And then we've got another hour to kind of read through the scripts, prepare, do the hair and makeup, all that fun stuff. And then we're on air from 4:30 to 7.
Okay.
And that is
4:30 you guys go on. 4:30. Wow, I didn't know that. Yep. That's really early.
4:30
wow.
to 7. Right now, actually, we are on Monday. We're launching a new web show starting from 7:05 to 7:30 that is kind of more just conversational based. We talk about the stories that we covered today, have some Q&A sessions with the reporters out in the field with Steve in the weather center, kind of give people a little more kind of like a radio feel, right? Like we're sitting here having a conversation. We get to do that from 7:05 to 7:30. That'll be on our website, on our web platform for people that want another extra half hour of news. And we're for that 2.5 now going to be 3 hours. We're pretty much Tammy and I are stuck right there at the desk. Like we've got our laptops out there kind of helping with scripts, going through things whatever we can. There's usually one like 7-8 minute spot where if we got to run to the restroom or get some coffee or something. I'm not a coffee drinker too much, but we do that. But otherwise we're there for 2.5-3 hours. And then after that, kind of just depending on the day, maybe we're working ahead on some stories. Yesterday, I drove down to Road America and back and then went through that interview. So it just kind of depends on the day. But yeah, it's a full 8, sometimes 9-10 hours you're putting
in. And brutal hours. Like what time do you go to bed to get up at 2?
Yeah, it varies. I mean, sometimes I think during the summer months, it's going to be tricky because it's not getting dark as fast and there's things going on. There's pickleball to be played at night. So that I'm still going to be figuring that out. But during the winter time, usually around between 7 and 8, that hour time frame.
And you have any trouble getting to sleep or is it?
I haven't. No. Yeah, wow. When I was in Wausau, I was having to produce my own shows too. So I was getting into the station at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. That was tough. Cause I was having to go to bed at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'd wake up at like 7:30 that same night thinking I overslept and it was the next day already and I'm panicking. And yeah, it's a beast, but once your body clock kind of gets rolling with it, I took a nice nap today so I could be out here to join you and, Conrad. And and now I kind of try and get on a normal schedule for the weekend and then get back into it on Sunday.
So what's your goal like with anchoring, let's say? Because I know some people are on and they prefer the morning and they want to stay there. Other people maybe want to be, or they want to go to the coast or national news. Like, what do you see for yourself?
I wish I had a clear-cut answer for you. When I started in Wausau, I was the weekend evening anchor, and then I reported in the evenings three nights a week, and I thought that was awesome. I thought I loved nighttime news. And then when I was promoted to the morning anchor there, I was like, wow, mornings are kind of fun. Like, it's cool. And I like to think I have a pretty upbeat personality where people don't mind waking up at 4:30. Their eyes are all groggy. Right. They're like, oh, here we go with the day. And I try and bring a little bit of energy. I think the team that I'm with right now, we bring that energy, make people want to wake up and watch us. But in terms of like what's next, I've always been the kind of person, you know, just never say no to an opportunity right away. Right. Like if you're approached with something, whether it's like, oh, a different time slot or a new opportunity in a different city or something, like at least hear it out, because
absolutely.
I'll be honest. I didn't think going from Wausau down to Milwaukee, typically the next step would be, okay, you're trying to go to Chicago or, like you said, the East Coast, Boston, New York City, something like that. And I didn't know that I was going to work in Green Bay. The opportunity presented itself and I had some conversations and started thinking, man, this could be really cool.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, it's a couple months later and here we are. And so I'm just really focused in on the next few years and being as good as I can be for the morning show, for the Action 2 News This Morning team, and just growing in the community and being a part of this community. I mean, there's so many awesome people, so many friendly people, so much awesome work that's going on.
Yeah.
So just want to be a part of that and really immerse myself here in Green Bay and the Northeast Wisconsin area, and you know, wherever the future takes you,
it goes. Yeah. What's more exciting for you? Like, have you ever found like a really cool story that like you found and you? That must be like exhilarating.
Is it
more fun to break something like that or read the news?
It's a mix of both, right? I really enjoy there's that adrenaline aspect, I think, when you are out in the field and being live and doing that. And then there's that also, it's like, it's game time. You know, I played a lot of sports in high school and I did like the musicals and stuff. Like it's showtime, you know, you get the lights and they count you down and it's like, here we go. And you get the butterflies still in your stomach, no matter what day it is. Each day is new. Like you come in, every day is new. And I love that. That's such a fun feeling.
You never know what to expect.
And it's, And some people, they hear that and they're like, you're crazy, man. You're insane. But it's a really cool feeling, and that's kind of how I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Is because you have that, and even on the worst days, you still have that feeling of, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's fun. It's an honor to be able to do it too, because for people to turn on the TV and welcome you into their homes, that's a big privilege.
Yeah.
And I'm just so proud to be able to do that.
And it's a confidence that is kind of cool that you have in yourself, because if you don't know what's happening every day at work, all that's going to get you through that is your personality and how you react to things. It's scary.
Yeah.
But it's confidence building, and that's really that's impressive. You mentioned Emily Roberts before. My guest, by the way, is Emerson Lehman. He's the new anchor, morning anchor at WBAY. He's sitting with us for a few minutes here at Nightlight tonight. Your colleague Emily Roberts was doing a story and Jair Alexander came up and said something. Conrad, do you have that clip?
Yeah, I do.
Let's play it quick.
And I'm sure they'll bring that energy right to Texas.
I'm just here to tell you, Pack is back.
You heard it from a fan right here. Pack is back.
So he probably thought there was a coin toss happening or something.
He wanted to jump in there and call heads or tails. No, I want to give, since we brought this up, I want to take a moment to shout out Emily, because one, phenomenal reporter. She's so solid every morning. I mean, we had her standing out in the freezing cold this morning. Just solid all the way through. when you are a live reporter in that situation, you are so locked in and so focused on the camera. And she was kind of wrapping up her hit, making sure that everything is going smooth. And to have someone, I've had it before, to have someone jump out of the corner of your eye and just kind of throw themselves into your live hit like that,
scary.
That can be jarring. Just absolutely.
You see that all the time.
Yes.
People walking by reporters. That's why I kind of wanted to play that. Like,
yeah.
Is she scared out of her mind when, or not just her, but any reporter, when someone comes up, you don't know if it's someone that hates the news or whatever, you know?
It's such a challenge because it can be someone with the kindest heart, just want, oh my gosh, I wanted to say hi, but you're so focused in, you're so locked in, and the way that she handled it, like she didn't stumble.
Right.
She's like, yeah, you heard it from
the yes, the yes and theory.
He had his hood up. He had his sunglasses on. I mean, she was getting a little bit of, there were some comments on social media, and number one rule in this business, do not read the comments, but you're seeing people, oh, she called him a fan. How do you not know who the
highest paid
quarterback is? I'm like, until you put yourself in that situation, and I mean, hood up, sunglasses on. No, she did incredible.
Exactly.
Shout out to her. It got a lot of attention. I saw the push alert from ESPN on my phone. I'm like, what is going on here? But no, she handled it so well. I was off on Monday. I was kind of bummed that it, I mean, it was so cool to see. I didn't get to be there for the excitement.
That's
but
funny.
No, she handled it super well. And shout out to her for the way she handled that.
That's the first thing I thought. She doesn't know who this guy is in the moment right there. You know, it's like, so
I wouldn't have known
with,
who it was. I'm a Packer fan.
Right. I'm talking with Emerson Lehman. Can you hang out for one more second?
Yeah,
we're
going to
talk some TV when we come back.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. That's what we do here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. The Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. A couple texts here. Your favorite sports song. What is it, folks? Let me know. 920-264-0606. Or text us on the app. Conrad will push them through and I'll get to read them. That's how it works. Go You Packers Go by Eric Carle is a favorite sports song of Carla from Baraboo. Thank you, Carla. And then I got another text on my phone. I love getting these. I didn't hate True Detective Season 2. Okay. That's like a conversation over a beer, I think you got to have. I did not like, did you watch True Detective?
I did not.
Okay. Highly recommended.
Okay.
But, all right. So you're done. You get home. What time?
Depending on the day, between 11 and noon, we'll say.
Okay. So you got the day of news behind you. You want to escape. What is Emerson Lehman watching on TV or binge watching?
So I just binge watched season 1 and 2 of The Bear on Hulu. That was pretty awesome.
Great show.
Really enjoyed that. I am on my second trip through Seinfeld right now because I'm in my, I think I'm in, is 27 your late 20s? That's considered your late 20s now, right?
That's not mid 27? Anymore. 27? That's a tough one. You're on the bubble there, I guess.
Yeah, probably. I'm on the bubble of my mid and late 20s. And I wish I was in my mid to late 20s in the 90s.
Doesn't that look so cool? Like,
it does.
Don't you want to just be on the show and live next to Kramer?
Yeah. Like, it's like, just walking in, saying what's up, being in New York. I know it's TV, but they do such a good job with that show of making me want to pack up my life and move to New York City and go down to the deli. I don't know, man. It's so cool. I know it's not what real life is, but that's what TV's for, right? You got to escape a little bit.
I was watching one last night, and it was where Kramer and Newman get the rickshaw business going.
Yes.
And Jerry can't sleep and he's in his room. And Kramer walks in. It's the middle of the night and he goes, hey, buddy.
He's just hanging out.
He's like, what are you doing? Like, I just get lost in those. And I always watch a show before I go to bed, like usually a comedy. And I've gone through, you know, Cheers, Friends, Modern Family, all these shows. And I'm back on Seinfeld now. You can lose yourself in
it.
And
like you're running around the apartment, doing some chores, whatnot. You can just have it playing.
Yeah.
And then you, next thing you know, you stop and you sit down and it's 2.5 hours later and you burn through right. six episodes. But no, I
do you have a Seinfeld favorite Seinfeld character?
Oh man, I get so upset with George, but I love him at the same time. I feel like Jerry Seinfeld is classic, right?
Yeah,
incredible. I think those two together, him and George, the way that they bounce off each other in that show is great. Just like it's an all time great. It was top 10 the first time I watched through in my like list of shows. It's got to be top 5, top 3 probably now, I would say. So
I would say to me, it's to do what they did on network TV is, and I know you're a younger guy, but like you just didn't see a show like that. It was all the typical sitcoms, but you know, they had the rules. They never hug. They never learn anything. They're just who they are. And it really is a show about nothing in a sense. But it was just so different.
And encompassing the show about nothing into the show with that.
Into the show was brilliant.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That fourth season, they called everything back for the final episode that had happened. I mean, I've just never seen anything like that. But I'm with you. I think pound for pound, George is probably my favorite. But sure. There are times that Kramer just makes me laugh. Oh, I can't even believe what that guy's
just
capable
of. The craziness about it and the random sporadic. It's just such a fun,
right.
fun show that I hope will just live forever.
And it's weird because I love Elaine. She's so, like, I would say George, Kramer, Elaine, then Jerry. The show is Jerry's show.
Yep.
And he is, as you say, but he's the access character.
He's a facilitator. Everybody builds around him. And
he has great lines, but he's just not the actor the other three are.
Sure.
But great show. And The Bear is great, too. And I heard season two was amazing. I've only seen season one.
Yeah, I burned through both seasons in 2 days. Like, I just couldn't stop. I'd get home. All right. Season one was one day. Season two is the next day. It was a good week for it. There's a lot of snow out there.
Yeah, it's a great week to watch TV. But here's a binge story. My wife and I, we like the show Bosch.
Okay.
We like detective shows. So we watched Bosch. When they put the last season of Bosch out, we had the whole weekend planned. 4 episodes one night. We'll order some food. 4 episodes the next night. We ended up not leaving the room and watched 8 episodes of television in one week. The whole season.
That's a good show then.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you're done, you're kind of like, man, it's like a dream almost. It's almost too much TV at
you're
one
so
sitting.
Disappointed then too because you build up for it. You're so excited. And then, oh, I'm done.
Like, we're done, yeah.
Drive to Survive on Netflix, the Formula One series that has been a thing for a few years now. I always am guilty of that because I'm so amped up for it, and then within 3 days, I'm done with the
You're
season, and
it's
it. Like, all right.
It's tough to
Can't
wait.
Can't wait for next February when the next season
it's
comes
brutal.
Out. It's tough.
It was like that with the strike. I knew there were certain shows. I'm like, okay, now I can't watch this for a year.
Just
I had
waiting.
To wait 6 months. Now it's...
Yep.
Okay, so this is really fun. Are you a Packer fan, I assume?
Yes.
All right, so I've got some quick hit questions here for you.
Oh, boy.
First of all, Conrad, does Emerson know Key Wascom's favorite son? And maybe you're Key Wascom's favorite son now. I don't know.
I don't know. He might.
Do you know a famous author, poet who is from Key Wascom?
I feel like I should. Maybe you've heard it.
Don't worry. I didn't know until I had to look it up for Pete.
Because I talked about all the famous people from my hometown. And more than you think. I was like, whoa. So I asked Conrad to do some homework, and he did. So
I do not. I'm not even going to waste your time. I have
Help
no
a brother
clue.
Out, Conrad.
It is Glenway Westcott.
Okay, I know the I know the Westcott name. That's
okay.
I think that's still
we'll let him Google
around,
it later.
So I'll have to look that up.
All right, you can Google that later. In the meantime, I want to do some quick hits here because we only got like a minute left. Mike McCarthy or Matt LaFleur?
Oh, Matt LaFleur.
Really?
Hopefully this weekend, right?
Yeah, but you're picking a guy without a ring. You got a lot of confidence in him. Okay, good for you. Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, or Jordan Love?
Oh, Jordan Love.
Oh, I love that.
I'm on the Love train for sure.
And he's not weird yet. I'm saying you'll get there.
I just saw a picture. He helped shovel someone out of a snowdrift today. What a guy. That's who I want my quarterback to be.
Do you think that was staged, though?
I'm a big Russell Wilson fan, too.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson would do the same thing.
Of course.
I would like to think.
I like to think most people would do the same thing.
If I see someone in a snowdrift on the way home.
Right.
I'll throw on my gloves in
of
the
course.
Car and we'll try and help him out.
Absolutely. Let me see. We got one more here. What am I going to ask you? Favorite sports song?
Jump Around.
Jump Around. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, it was
Emerson,
a pleasure,
this was
man.
Fun. You got to come back so sometime, man.
Anytime. Happy
be careful
to,
playing
happy
pickleball.
To be here. I will. Don't, I got to stretch well, you know. Yeah. Stretch, ready to go.
Don't pull
no,
a hammy.
Absolute pleasure, Conrad. Repping Kewoskum. Love to see that.
Always.
He'll be back soon, folks. That's Emerson Lehman. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. When we come back, Terry Barr and a new Packer song on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I walk around. I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so